It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So Kevin Hart has a show that I wasn't too aware. The only reason I know Kevin Hart has a show is because once in a while somebody will say something on Kevin Hart's show and it'll go viral on Twitter or Instagram. And then I watch it and I go, oh, yeah, Kevin Hart has a show somewhere. I have no idea where the show is or how to access it. I don't dislike Kevin Hart. I'm just not a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way. But once in a while it comes up, and I am a huge Don Cheadle fan. So I did tune in for this. And here's the clip that went viral today that people are really upset about.
People are upset at who? At whom?
Kevin Hart.
At Kevin Hart. Okay.
They're very angry at Kevin Hart.
All right. So here's the bit.
Hopefully it lasts more than just one generation. But at the same time, like I said, and me, you know, I'm 56 years old.
Damn! I'm sorry. Because it was a thought. No, seriously. It was
Dude,
a thought. It was a thought, and I blurted it out.
I'm
I did
fine.
Not mean it that
I'm
way.
Not, I'm fine.
Okay, but just understand, I didn't mean it the way it came out.
We'll take a poll on how you meant it with people here later after the show's over, but...
I can sit up here and honestly say, buddy, that that was from a place of love.
Got it.
Like, damn.
Oh, that was from...
Like, damn.
You didn't... If we could play it back right now...
Play it back.
These are two different dams.
Play it back in slow motion.
There wasn't no...
I said...
There was no, like... Wow, that's
I said,
amazing.
Damn.
No,
you didn't.
Word damn.
Yeah, let's watch that again.
Last more than just one generation. But at the same time, like I said, and me, you know, I'm 56 years old.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, the reaction from Don Cheadle when he says damn the way he says it, it's like you could see Don Cheadle's offended because they're having like a serious conversation and it's not time to try to be funny. And it's not time, you know, it's like, it's offensive when someone just says he's making a point, like I'm 56 years old and blah, blah, blah. And when someone goes, damn, it's like, okay, so here's the conversation. So people on Twitter are having one of two conversations. They're either really upset at Kevin Hart and calling him ageist and saying this is offensive because, you know, Don Cheadle is like an Oscar winner. He's a major actor that people respect in the industry. And they see what Kevin Hart did as completely disrespectful. Other people are like, you fools. That is an act. They put it together. They decided to do it. So they wanted this to go viral.
No.
It's total BS.
No.
It's a little like Andy Kaufman-ish kind of comedy routine that they're doing.
No, Kevin Hart's funny. He ain't that funny. I mean, that was straight up. I think that happened organically. But, you know, I've always wondered, at what age do you start telling people your age in public? And I'll explain. When you listen to talk radio, you'll always hear somebody call up and they'll go, well, I'm 53. Well, they have to qualify what they're going to say with their age. So, so Don did the same thing. He brought up his age, and Kevin Hart, it was, you know, a reaction.
Right.
And you really can't give Kevin Hart crap because he gets so much crap about his height. He was at a Laker game not too long ago, and the children cam popped up on the screen and it had Kevin Hart.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so he gets so much crap about his height and everything else. Just saying somebody, damn, with their age, get over it.
Right. By the way, I have new information for you. The Kevin Hart show, it's called Heart to Heart, and it's on Peacock TV. That's why I never heard of it, because I don't have Peacock. And nobody does. But here's the thing you need to understand about Don Cheadle. Even though we see him in comedies and he's an amazing actor, like an amazing actor, some of my favorite things that I've seen on screen, he's been in and he's been part of. I mean, he's Hotel Rwanda alone. Like, he's a phenomenal actor, but he's very serious. And it's hard to think about that because you see him being like goofy and funny, but in real life, he's like, I mean, he's as serious as a heart attack. His Twitter handle is "Don't ask me Google questions, Cheadle." Okay.
Right.
And everything he posts, he has something on Trump's approval rating, something else on you know, what's going on in the world in terms of like COVID and politics. And he retweets Dan Rather a lot. And he talks about, you know, I mean, once in a while, he'll post stuff about his life. Like he'll post like, I'm in this movie, but for the most part, like he's concerned about kids in Florida not wearing masks and people not being vaccinated and laws that are being passed. It is, you know, what's going on in Togo. Like his narrative is very serious.
Okay. He played in Space Jam 2.
Right.
So he wasted a good 2 hours of my life. Just because of Space Jam 2, you can say, damn, when he says his age. Good job, Kevin Hart.
I mean, Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13.
He was
so
great
good
in it.
Great in the Ocean's movies.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like him as an actor, except for Space Jam. He was horrible.
Right.
That was not good.
Right.
All right. Whole contest for you now.
Okay.
Let's see if you can get this. I wanted to see one question. Let's see how good you are. I'm not going to help you at all. So you have to figure this out all by yourself.
All right.
Which actor or actress has led the box office 6 decades in a row?
Oh, well, I know the answer to this because I saw it today.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sylvester Stallone.
Damn it.
But I wouldn't have guessed Sylvester Stallone. That's the thing. I mean, if you would have made me guess, that would have not been my guess at all. I would have guessed maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger's not really doing movies anymore.
He's not doing anything right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, The Rock hasn't been around long enough.
Not for six decades.
So it has to be somebody who is, you know, at least 60 years old.
Right.
Or older.
And they would have had to... Slide and start early until he was in his 20s. So,
yeah, right. So, I mean, I might have thought, I don't know, Robert De Niro or somebody like that, but his movies don't do that well. I mean, he's got a bunch of movies that did do well, but then most of his movies don't.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, no. So, Sylvester Stallone, so explain this to me. I did see this today. So, what all of his movies? He's always had a movie in the top of the box office for 6 decades.
That went number one in 6 decades. So the 70s, 80s, 90s.
I understand the decade part. I don't understand the movie part. So I guess what I'm really asking is once the Rocky movies were done, what else?
Rocky, Rambo.
Oh, Rambo. I forgot
about
Rambo.
So you had all the Rambos.
Right.
Cliffhanger.
Really? That did well?
That was number one in 1993. Yeah. The Expendables.
That was number one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that made a boatload of money. Those were actually pretty good, The Expendables.
I know they made money. I didn't realize they were in the top. I thought they were just money makers. You know, not every movie is a money maker. Sometimes you get like Marvel movies that are number one and they're money makers. But movies like The Expendables, I would have never thought.
Yeah, because they threw everybody in there they could just right. to make sure that it was number one. But now he plays a shark in Suicide Squad, and that's number one.
Oh, I see. Okay. So number one in the box office for a week.
Right.
It's not like, yeah, not for the year. It's not like the number one movie of the year.
But put it this way, he's released 46 films. Half of them achieved number one.
Whoa.
That's crazy. That's
yeah.
23 films have been number one that he has been in.
The reason why that's so crazy when you say numbers like that and when you put in perspective like that, I don't think of him, except for Rocky, which was friggin' brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the Rocky movies, I don't see him as a real actor. I see him as a action hero.
Mm-hmm.
And I never take action hero movies or action heroes all that seriously. Do you know what I mean? Like I love Arnold Schwarzenegger's movies, but I don't look at him as like an actor. He's never been nominated for anything important. He's not, none of his movies have been like classic movies that you'll always that really have any real impact. If you ask me to name my top 25 actors of all time, he wouldn't even be on my list.
Yeah, that's why I thought I would get you if you didn't see that. But
yeah,
so,
I happen to have seen it today. I'm sorry to ruin your game.
But here you go. Rocky was 1976. And okay. that went number one. I mean, that was just a phenomenon. 1982 was Rambo, First Blood. Mm-hmm. Cliffhanger, 1993. So he went from 82 to 93, didn't have anything, really. And then the movie Driven, which I've never seen, came out in 2001. It was a NASCAR movie, I guess.
What that is?
I don't know. It's 2001. He's in a NASCAR suit. That's all I see.
Okay, so a movie we've never heard of, a movie by Renny Harlin, it looks like. Mm-hmm. It was, let's see, Sylvester Stallone was in it, and Burt Reynolds was in it, Gina Gershon, who you like because she's super hot. It probably came out on a weekend that nothing else was out that weekend.
Right.
So it was number one because it was the only new movie that weekend.
All right, but listen to this. Rocky landed an Oscar for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Film Editing, and Stallone was nominated for Best Actor.
And screenplay too, right?
I don't see that. Cliffhanger was nominated for 3 Oscars, Best Sound, Best Sound Effect Editing, and Best Visual Effects.
But, right, which has nothing to do with Sylvester Stallone.
Nothing to do with him, but it was his movie. But yeah, it was nominated for 3 things. So that's big.
Well, because the sound people were really good because it was an action movie with lots of crazies. You know, you compare that to whatever else was coming out at the same time, which was probably like, you know, A Room with a View. There's no real sound editing in Room with a View. Whereas when you're blowing shit up, that's all there is sound editing.
Sly just sold his L.A. mansion for $110
million. Wow.
Bought a Palm Beach home for $35
million. Jeez.
So he got out of L.A. and moved to Palm Beach. So,
have you seen his daughters?
No. Are they hot?
Oh, my God. So you need to get on Instagram immediately. So remember, he had that his wife was a model. And all the kids look like her. Yeah, Stallone's daughters, they're all Instagram influencers. If you go to their Instagram pages, you'll see that they have, like, you know, millions of followers. And
in the gene pool of life, you hope to get your mom's genes out of that.
Yeah, that's true. And you look like, that's a very good point.
you don't want your Sly's. you want nothing from Sylvester. Even his family, not that attractive.